This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Unregulated children's homes, why UK councils are spending millions on illegal placements. Despite a government ban on new unregistered children's homes, local authorities across the UK continue to place vulnerable children in illegal facilities, paying fees up to £2 million per child annually, according to investigations by the BBC. This practice persists as councils struggle to find adequate regulated placements, creating a two-tier system where some of the most vulnerable children in state care receive no statutory oversight or quality assurance. 2 million maximum annual cost per child in unregistered homes, with councils facing severe placement shortages. Children in unregistered placements, a growing crisis in care. Annual costs per placement in unregistered versus regulated children's homes, United Kingdom, unregistered independent homes £2, regulated independent £1.5, local authority run homes £0.7. Source, BBC Investigation 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. The regulatory vacuum, how unregistered homes operate without oversight. Unregistered children's homes operate entirely outside the statutory inspection and regulation framework that governs mainstream childcare facilities. Unlike regulated providers, these unregistered facilities are not subject to Ofsted inspections, do not require qualified staff, and face no legal requirement to meet minimum safeguarding standards. This creates what child welfare experts describe as a hidden care system where vulnerable children, often those with complex needs or challenging behavior, are placed with minimal accountability. The BBC investigation found that despite a 2020 ban on new unregistered placements, councils continue to fund these facilities through exemption clauses that allow placements in emergency or exceptional circumstances. What began as a safety net for genuine crises has become routine practice, with some local authorities using unregistered homes to manage chronic capacity shortages rather than temporary gaps in provision. The placement crisis, supply shortfalls, driving councils toward unregulated care. The expansion of unregistered placements reflects a deeper structural failure in England's children's social care system. According to Department for Education data, local authorities have experienced a sustained rise in children entering the care system, driven by increases in safeguarding interventions, poverty, and parental mental health crises, without proportional investment in regulated provision. This supply-demand mismatch has created perverse incentives. Faced with legal liability for failing a child's care need, councils often pay premium rates to unregistered providers rather than wait for regulated placements or develop local capacity. The policy environment around child protection and local government funding has worsened this dynamic. Between 2010 and 2023, real terms funding for children's social care fell by approximately 29% per head of population, according to analysis from the Institute for Fiscal Studies. Councils now face a choice between staffing crisis and placement crisis, and in many cases, unregistered homes appear to offer a short-term solution, albeit at unsustainable cost and significant safeguarding risk. Safeguarding risks and hidden harm, the cost of deregulation. The absence of statutory oversight creates documented safeguarding risks. Children placed in unregistered homes have no guarantee of qualified supervision, no mandatory training in child protection for staff, and no independent inspection mechanism to identify abuse or neglect. Several serious case reviews have identified unregistered placements as a contributing factor in child deaths and serious harm, including cases where abuse went undetected for extended periods because the home fell outside regulatory scrutiny. The BBC reporting documented cases where children with identified safeguarding concerns, including previous abuse disclosures, were placed in unregistered homes with minimal assessment of provider capacity or environment safety. One local authority social worker quoted in the investigation noted that while regulated homes undergo rigorous vetting and staff background checks, unregistered providers face no statutory requirement to do so, creating a two-tier system where the most vulnerable children receive the least protection. Councils continue to fund unregistered children's homes despite a government ban, with annual costs reaching £2 million per placement, while these facilities operate entirely outside statutory safeguarding oversight. BBC Investigation, 2024. Key takeaways: UK councils are spending up to £2 million annually per child in unregistered homes. Despite a government ban on new placements, unregistered facilities operate without Ofsted inspection, qualified staff requirements, or statutory safeguarding standards. A 29% real terms funding cut to children's social care between 2010 to 2023 has driven councils toward unregulated providers as a cost management strategy. Children with documented safeguarding concerns are being placed in unregistered homes with minimal provider vetting or environmental assessment. Frequently asked questions: what is an unregistered children's home, and how does it differ from a regulated facility? An unregistered children's home operates entirely outside statutory regulation, meaning it is not inspected by Ofsted, does not require qualified staff, and has no legal obligation to meet minimum safeguarding standards. Regulated homes, by contrast, undergo mandatory inspections, employ trained personnel, and must comply with detailed statutory guidance on child protection, health, and education. The difference is stark. One system has independent oversight, the other does not. Why do councils continue to use unregistered homes if they are banned? A 2020 government ban applies only to new unregistered placements, but councils can still fund them under exemption clauses for emergency or exceptional circumstances. As regulated placements have become scarce due to underfunding and rising demand, councils have increasingly triggered these exemptions, turning temporary exceptions into routine practice. The result is a loophole that has swallowed the rule. What are the documented harms of placing children in unregistered homes? Serious case reviews have identified unregistered placements as a contributing factor in child deaths, abuse, and serious injury. Without mandatory staff training, independent inspection, or statutory reporting obligations, abuse and neglect can go undetected for extended periods. Children with pre-existing safeguarding concerns are particularly vulnerable, yet these are often the children placed in unregistered facilities due to their complex needs or behavior. The continuation of high-cost, unregulated placements represents a policy failure on multiple fronts. A breakdown in safeguarding accountability, a symptom of chronic underfunding in children's social care, and a false economy that trades child safety for short-term budget relief. Reform must address both supply-side pressures, investment in regulated local provision, and demand-side drivers, including adequate funding for preventive and early intervention services. Without this, unregistered homes will continue to expand, embedding a parallel care system where some of England's most vulnerable children remain invisible to statutory oversight. Source: Why Illegal Children's Homes Are Being Paid Up to £2 million per Child by Councils,